To begin, let us start talking about the unity of the churches and what will be your message today, Father, for all those who are listening to us.
The message is the message of Jesus for all the people. He wants them, all the confessions, he wants them to unite, and then all the nations, and to make one holy people under his holy name. Mm-hmm. This is the purpose of Jesus for our world. Because we are Orthodox, Catholics, Protestants, this is for Jesus, everyone is equal. Mm-hmm. He makes no difference.
Is it feasible once everyone wants everything for him, even though in churches, can we do it? Can we unite? And under which name we will unite? Of course, under the name of Jesus. But how you will not be Orthodox anymore? I won't be Maronite anymore. No one will have his own.
It will be a unity in diversity.
Okay.
Unity in diversity. Jesus always speaks unity in diversity.
Okay. We will talk more about this. But let us talk with Vasula. We want to talk a bit about your experience. 30 years of messages from Jesus.
Yes.
You've never, I don't know, you read the Bible before, the Bible before.
No, I was not even going to church, not even Christmas, not even Easter. Although I'm Greek Orthodox, from the Greek Orthodox Church, baptized, I didn't bother. I had no catechism. And then suddenly in 1985, everything started by God calling me. And it's a long story because we don't have the time to say every detail. But that was a call from God, and it was Jesus who spoke to me, which he asked me the first question, which house is more important, your house or my house? And I had to say his house, which I knew it was the church.
Yes.
But he had to form me, he had to educate me, he had to teach me. So this took 3 years, every day he calling me and teaching me. And as Father said, Father Rolf, he gives messages also for the churches for unity.
Okay.
And this is what he says, unity in diversity. And that is his great pain, that we are divided.
Yes.
But it's also a call for everybody, every nation, to come back to God in an intimate way and get to know him. Because when we don't know somebody, how can you love him?
Of course.
It's normal. That's why he's approaching us in our times and speaking to us in our language to be able to have a contact with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he asks for repentance.
You talk with him? You speak
yes.
back? You
talk That's
back.
A dialogue, yes. And
That's
this is the book you see here.
Al-Hayat al-Haqiqiyya fi Allah. It's translated
the title
into
he chose.
Arabic.
And these are all the messages we put inside here.
Mm-hmm.
30 years of messages. But also that it's a call for repentance. This is a great call. Because so long as the world does not repent, it heads on for bad to worse. And we recognize this, but what we see, the wars, the killings, this is because of our sins.
Mm-hmm. Father, is there any plan to somehow be united? And if we as, I want to be united, I don't care if I'm Catholic, I don't care if I'm Orthodox, but the peak of, or the heads of the churches, will they admit that we have to be united somehow?
Yes, Jesus says in the message, I implore you then to take the key to my kingdom and use it. The key to my kingdom is love. Love in all its glory. Love and humility will be the other key for unity. Take those keys and use them. Use them, my beloved, and be one. Be one holy people. I bless each one of you, leaving my sigh of love upon your foreheads. I want to add to this message. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brothers is still in the dark. Forgive as I, the Lord, am forgiving. Be holy just as I am holy. Meditate my message. Meditate, absorb my message. I love, loves you all.
Is this the message you've got, Vasula?
This is the messages, the kind of messages I get for the churches. He's imploring them to unify the dates of Easter, which are separated. But fortunately, this year
it's united.
Once in a blue moon, we are united. Yeah. But he wants one date. And they should work harder for this one date, because it has been years now, and because of the schism and everything. So if that happens, he promised that he's going to send the Holy Spirit in such a way, to give light in such a way, that there will be this unity that he's desiring.
Okay. So he will find the solution.
But we have to work.
Not us.
We have to work.
Of course. This book is also translated into Arabic. This is your book, السماء حقيقية وكذلك جهنم, شاهد عيان لما سيحدث في المستقبل. Does it relate anything to the future? Did you get any messages about the future, and how will it be, and what kind of messages?
Yes, it is actually my biography, autobiography. Because I want people to understand how it started. I have many questions from people, and this explains. And the calling, how God can call somebody like me, who didn't know anything, and he can turn that person into a big mission on her hands. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and
we have also a site called tlig.org, which means truelifeingod.org, and also Facebook.
Okay, so we can see that and check it and know everything about it. Father Rolf, what will be your last message?
My last message, I will read some sentences of Our Lady, because today we have the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes.
Okay.
Lourdes, and so she also has some messages for all the world. She says, "The Lord is preparing you all who are under his name for this glorious day. Yes, the Lord will unite his people and deliver them from all the evils. Mercy and justice is working with such wonders as has never happened among many generations. And unity shall come upon you like dawn, and as sudden as the fall of communism. It shall come from God, and your nations shall name it the great miracle, the blessed day in your history. This miracle shall be all for God's glory, and in this day all heaven shall celebrate and rejoice profoundly. This is why I implore you, children of mine, to be in constant prayer, and to love one another. Give your full abandonment to God, and he will do the rest."
Thank you. And Vasula, what you want to say to
I will say the words of Jesus to everybody, which these are the words that he told me also for me, but what he says to me is for everybody. He says, "Lower your voice so that you hear my voice. Lower your head so that they see my head, and lower yourself entirely so that I will be able to lift you."
We want to thank you. You are welcome, and God bless you.